House, come to order. Members, please register their presence by voting. Any member failed to register their presence, clerk may take the quorum.
Thirty-nine present, one absent.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, Representative Huntington is excused from the call of the House today beginning at noon. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
There are no objections, so ordered. Please rise for prayer by Reverend Jean Fauché, First Baptist Church.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Eaton.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Clerk, please certify to the correctness of the previous day's journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 45th day.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move that the body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk by the for the 45th day.
Without objection, so ordered. This brings us to introduction of guests. So the guests be introduced to the House. Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, we're always introducing our constituents, and today I have the privilege of doing this in reverse. I'm going to introduce a man of whom I am a constituent. I think that's the appropriate way to phrase this. In the gallery A is Mayor John Carlson of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and I'm one of his constituents.
Representative Swanson. Mrs. Byrne.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B this morning is Eileen Hahn, who is one of the directors of Turning Point Boys Ranch. She's in for the rate hearings that are being held this week.
Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A today, there's a good friend of mine and all the people on the Kenai Peninsula. The man has been a magistrate there for as long as I can remember.
Mr. Ossie. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Byrne is kind of beating to the punch. I guess I was quite let her in for a while. But besides that,
Mr. Speckin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And of course, the real claim to fame that Tony can make is that she's the mother of Ann Gibson sitting right beside her.
Representative Sullivan. Any other guests for introductions? Clerk, have messages from the governor.
I have a message dated February 17th, 1976. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following name for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted. Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Elvin Elkins, Ketchikan, term expires January 31, 1979. This appointment was made subsequent to the typing of the list of appointments to boards and commissions submitted for legislative confirmation on February 11, 1976. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
I believe we still have a student regent to come someplace along the line also. Did the clerk have, do they have any more messages?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the other house?
No, Mr. Speaker.
You have general communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 222 relating to early service credit under the public employees' retirement system and providing for an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Greening, Guy, Itta, Buchholz, and Malone. Senate Bill 222 has no further referral. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Bill 353 amended relating to the exportation of game under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 353 rules and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Specking, Naughton, and Parker. Having no recommendation, Miller and Cotton. Senate Bill 353 amended appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Commerce has had Senate Bill 507 amended, establishing risk management in hospitals and providing for an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, signing do pass Bradley, Wallace, Kelly, Rudd, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Fisher, Urien, Freeman, and Rode. Senate Bill 507 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Concurrent Resolution 83 requesting the Board of Fisheries to establish a Bristol Bay Salmon Conservation Reserve under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, concurred in by Swanson, Huntington, Osterbach, Anderson, and Brown. Having no recommendation, Smith. House Concurrent Resolution 83 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 198 relating to credit for military service and computing retirement benefits for state employees and providing for an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 198 Finance with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Greening, Guy, Naughton, Itta, Duncan, Buchholz, and Malone. House Bill 198 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 316 relating to deposits required by utilities under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee report it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Kelly, Fisher, and Rudd. Signing do not pass, Freeman. Signing do pass, McKinnon and Bradley. House Bill 316 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 667, authorizing a study of the causes and potential solutions of the high cost of living in Alaska under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 667 with a new title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Miller, Parker, and H. Byrne. Having no recommendation, Fisher and Wallace. There is a letter of intent to follow on this one. House Bill 667 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 668, making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for a study of the high cost of living in Alaska with an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 668 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Miller, Parker, and H. Byrne. Having no recommendation, Fisher and Wallace. There is a letter of intent to follow on this one. House Bill 668 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 687 relating to state aid to unified local governments with an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 687 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Malone, Buchholz, Duncan, Naughton, Haugen, Greening, and Cooper. House Bill 687 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 692 requiring notice of charges on checking accounts under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Wallace, Kelly, Rudd, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Fisher, Urien, Freeman, and Rode. House Bill 692 has no further referral. The Select Committee on Education has had House Bill 704 making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works school facility at Brown's Trailer Court and providing for an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Ostrowski, Osterbach, Davis, Parr, Wallace, and Swanson. Having no recommendation, H. Byrne and Hackney. There is a letter of intent attached. House Bill 704 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 735 relating to defrauding hotel, boarding house, campground, trailer court, bar, or restaurant operator under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, Fisher, Urien, Rudd, McKinnon, and Freeman. House Bill 735 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Select Committee on Education has had House Bill 743, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works and providing for an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Ostrowski, Osterbach, Davis, Swanson, Hackney, H. Byrne, Wallace, and Parr. House Bill 743 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 830, relating to a contest among school children to design license plates with an effective date under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 830 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Wallace, H. Byrne, Fisher, Parker, Miller, and McKinnon. House Bill 830 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk can reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Joint Resolution Number 54 by the State Affairs Committee, urging the federal government of Canada to authorize and direct that Canada's portion of the Skagway Highway be completed at the same time the United States portion is completed.
State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk have bills for introduction.
House Bill Number 842 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to pay differentials between state ferry employees residing inside and outside the state.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 843 by the Select Committee on Education, an act relating to schools on military reservations and providing for an effective date.
Education and Finance.
House Bill 844 by the Commerce Committee, an act increasing the license fee for financial institutions and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill Number 845 by the Commerce Committee, an act limiting the regulatory authority of the Alaska Transportation Commission.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 823 by McKinnon, an act providing for state chartered credit unions.
Commerce and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to the daily calendar. House stand at ease. House come to order. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, it'll be my intention to place a recess motion for purposes of Democratic caucus. I'll pause for a moment to see if there's an announcement from the minority party.
Mr. Speckin. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body stand in recess to the call of the chair for purposes of both Democratic and Republican caucuses.
Without objection, we're in recess to the call of the chair.
Order.
We were at the place on the calendar for consideration of bills. Mr. Miller, would you move us to introduction resolutions?
Mr. Speaker, ask unanimous consent that we revert to introduction of resolutions.
There's no objection. We'll revert to introduction of resolutions. The clerk have resolutions for introduction.
Sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 87 by Sullivan, Bradley, Cotton, Greening, Rudd, Specking, and Kelly, congratulating Loney E. Jansen.
Sponsor substitute would be referred to rules, and the chair would indicate that it will be treated like a committee substitute since it is on the calendar today. Representative Sullivan.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsor substitute for HCR 87 be taken up as a special order of business.
No objection. Will be brought up as special order of business and come before us at this time. Clerk, put it on the board. Clerk, read the resolution.
Sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 87 by Sullivan, Bradley, Cotton, Greening, Rudd, Specking, and Kelly, congratulating Loney E. Jansen.
Resolutions before us for discussion debate. Is there any discussion? Question is, shall HCR, response for substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 87, pass the House? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Let the record show that the resolution passed unanimously. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, move and ask unanimous consent. We advance back down to the daily calendar.
Without objection, we'll advance back down to the regular calendar. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 525 and Senate Bill 353 be held over till tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, House Bill 525 and Senate Bill 353 will be held over till tomorrow's calendar. Seeing as they're motor vehicles and fish and game, I don't think we'd ever get through them. They're generally two fatal subjects. That brings us to the end of the calendar at unfinished business. Is there anything to come before the House in unfinished business? Special orders. Committee announcements. Mr. Anderson. Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, Commerce tomorrow at 8 a.m., House Bill 802 dealing with deregulating taxi cabs, and House Bill 535 dealing with the real estate disclosure.
Mr. Smith.
Labor and Management at 3 this afternoon will consider House Bill 639, Security for the Collection of Wages, and House Bill 640, Transportation of Employees.
Mr. Gardner. Mr. Cotton. Mr. Parr.
The Select Committee on Education meeting at 2:30 this afternoon to hear from Mr. Hodson of AVEC concerning AVEC and rural schools. At 3 o'clock, we'll deal with House Bill 713 on student region, 740 on hiring Alaska residents as teachers, and Senate Bill 547 on fractional credit retirement. The committee will meet jointly with the Finance Committee tonight at 7:30 to discuss Senate Bill 518.
Mr. McKinnon.
State Affairs will meet at 1:30 to take up House Bills 748 and 729, Chena River Flood Control, House Bill 770, the Airport at Deering, and we'll meet jointly with Senate State Affairs at 2:15 to hear a report from the Public Offices Commission.
Mr. Miller, excuse me, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Committee will be meeting this evening with the Select Committee on Education in their meeting room. In addition, the House Finance Committee will be meeting tomorrow morning, taking up House Bill number 119, dealing with the Alaska Longevity Bonus Program, House Bill number 361, appropriation Department of Fish and Game for rifle. Rabbit Creek. We're also going to consider the language report to the House on Article 3 of Committee Substitute for House Bill 574. I'd also like to announce at this time that on March 3rd and 4th next week in the afternoon starting at 1:30 p.m., the House Finance Committee will be holding hearings on the electric power study that was conducted during the interim by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Interested members are invited to attend. This afternoon, the various subcommittees of the Finance Committee will be working. The different chairmen have the schedules on those. The Subcommittee on the Administration of Justice and Public Protection will be meeting at 3 p.m. the House Finance Committee.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, one brief announcement, a little bit of a preview. It's for Friday night, but I'll just remind the group again that Friday night, the Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Alaska Native Sisterhood will be hosting us at 7:30 at the A&B Hall to their annual legislative reception. That's, however, tomorrow night, I say again. Mr. Speaker, I'd remind the body that we have a fairly heavy calendar for tomorrow, including Committee Substitute for House Bill 574. One would hope that none of the members would be doing their homework on the floor. If you have any questions, we would recommend that you consult with judiciary members to answer, you know, technical questions. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the body, I'll
Mr.
move
Mr. Urien is seeking the floor. House stand at ease. House come back to order. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, if there are no further announcements. I'll move and ask unanimous consent. This body stand in recess until adjournment, until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
House is in adjournment until 10 a.m.